Kisavoy, Tichle Shono, Vekiloy Seal. It's a Bechina of Meneshal Naparim Sfaseinu, the same way, Kol Mishachai of Oilo, Ichatas Hayoshom, Veloimda, Veloimda Saparsha, Kilu Hikriv. So it should be a Kiyim if we say the Toichcha of Parshas Kisavoy. It should be Kiilu Neskayim Kvar, it should be Tichle Shono, Vekiloy Seal, Yoyotzi Dechevosi, the Korban Vosvol Kadav Zain. It always comes out, the minig of the Ramah, the Ashkenaz, that Slicha starts not from Rosh Chodesh El, we start the minig of Pekiya Shofar, other minhagim, over at least 4 days before Rosh Hashanah. The Hainu, if Rosh Hashanah is at the beginning of a week, so then they start even the week before. That the L'chol HaPachas should be a minimum of 4 days. The Levush says the reason is because we want to have 10 days that you should be able to be Tzam and Mispadel and Chayzeh B'tshuva. And in the Aseres Meitshuva Alein, you have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, Shabbos, and Erev Yom Kippur. Those are 4 days that it's not Sukkot Pasach. So instead, Shtotem, at the Arba Yomim. The Levush brings another reason also, that it's a Bechin of Korban. A Korban needs Bikur. Before you makir the Korban Tomid, you have to be Mevaker. If you do Bikur, that it should be, that it's not a Mum, that it shouldn't be any Psulim. But we know, based on the Gemara in Gittin, by the Sukkot Kansa, by Kansa Betzim, that it's Mevur, that by Klal Yisrael, even a mum, the lashon of the Gemara is even a niv sheba svasayim or a dukin sheba ayin, a tiny little pagam. We can understand this al-pidrush in the shmiris haloshoin or in the shmiris ha'inayim, niv svasayim, dukin sheba ayin. A person has to do bdika and bikur that is able to be marked of that carbon. And that's why we know the Yerushalmi says that by Rosh Hashanah, in the parsha of the Mo'adim, it said it by all the other places, it says v'ekraftem oilo. By Rosh Hashanah, it says v'asisem oilo, because we make ourselves the carbon. What is the carbon? If by all of the moyadim we makriv menas chemayim bechag bikurim batzeres on Rosh Hashanah, it's the men shalein by tkiya shofar and saying malchus shemayim shofaris and the ikur being malah his rotzoin batal rotzoinacha mitnei rotzoinoi the oimed lefnei Hashem and the rotzon to want to do rotzon Hashem, that's taka the carbon that we're preparing by the slichus. There's a memra from the Chidah, people think it's a chazal, I didn't find a chazal, but it's Ein Dover Oymed B'fnei Arotzoy. Ein Dover Oymed B'fnei Arotzoy, you can touch it up, it's Andur Kneich. Right? People say, you could always do something. No, it's Ein Dover Oymed B'fnei Arotzoy. If a person could be Nenas and maybe not able to do sometimes the mitzvah, Nenas V'loy Asov, but the Rotzoy, Chodsh, that your Rotzoy Pinimi, no one can take that from you. On that, a person is Nidoin, that at least Chodsh, that in the Rotzoy, it should be, that's what he wants, that's the carbon. When we get ready for Slichus, we say Hanesham Malach Vaguf Shalach, and to realize that that's the Mahus of an Odom. It's not a Malach, and it's not some Kibahemus Nidmu. A person is the Matli Lasus of an Hashama with a Guf Tzazamin. There's a Gavaldika Moshul that the Gemara in Shabbos, Mamash the end of Masechta Shabbos, Kufnun Beis, the Gemara brings a Moshul. Shalom, what it means over there? Melech Shechilek Begodim. La'avod, if he gave out clothes, begodim, pashtas to begodim means the gufa adam. And the pikhim, we metapel it, and they put it into the kufsa, they washed out on the begodim, and the tipshim got the begodim dirty. Afterwards, the melech wants his begodim back, so the pikhim are able to give back the begodim, v'sidach shazayim. The shayla and the mefarshim, the begodim over here are, the Ben Yod Lama says, it's going on the midos and the tchunis of a person. The midos and the tchunis of the person is the beged. And you have to put it into the kufso. Yiras Hashem hi oitzoroi. You have to put the begin in a box. The pikhim keeps the begotten in the kufso. Munach b'kufso in the yiras Hashem hi oitzoroi. Masho says it's going bechlal on the guf, and it's a pekodin. It's a pekodin. You have to return the pekodin. The person, you can't be shaleich yad b'pekodin. You have to return it clean. We know the ktsois. It's the only time in Siman Dalet. He brings from the only place where he brings from the Zoyar. That the neshama is a pekodim. So it's end of Siman Dalet. You have to return the pekodim. The yod ha'afkid ruchi ve'esa ishan v'loy ira. You have to return the pekodim, but you have to return the pekodim richtig. You return the pekodim richtig. The Gemara brings another mashal over there. It's mavil. The same Gemara a few omid later. Mashal again. Mashal of Melech. That he called to all the avodim that is going to be a suda. So the pikhin shebehem melavish themselves, mekashtim atzmom, mechinim atzmom. And then the tipshim say, no, ain't suda b'li tircha. There's plenty of time, and they'll still let us know. All of a sudden, loshen ha-gemora, pisoin, which is the loshen of the pasuk on the geula, pisoin yavoi, pitom, right? Ma pitom, you know what I'm saying? Pitom. All of a sudden, and then the Melech says, the ones that aren't ready for the Suda, but dear, the Mefarshim went to it, it's also Medrash and Kehelis, the ones that are ready and dressed, and you know, they're in the tuxedo, so they come to Rhein. And the other ones, Eichet kum to Rhein, and stand and watch the others that are being Nena from the Suda. Doesn't say those Nena. Yamdu Ve'iru. That's the Spitz Gehenna. That's the Spitz Gehenna. That's what Gehenna and Ganeden is. Allah's Nena Rhein. No, the one that's prepared, the one that appreciates Knates of Chaim and Rambam, say he's going to enjoy it. And the other, Yamdu Ve'iru. Kum to Rhein, but Yamdu Ve'iru. And this Pasha. Akoponim, Parshas Kisavoy. Before the Torah that you have over there, the parasha of Bikurim, there's two chalokim be'etzim to the mitzvah of Bikurim. There's the Havas Bikurim, which is be'etzim already in Parshas Mishpatim. And over here you have the din of Mikro Bikurim. It's two different dinim. Amol, you have one without the other. The Mishnayis and Bikurim is full of Ifanim. Maybe Ve'eni Kaira. There's maybe Ve'kaira. There's maybe Ve'eni Kaira. The Yisoid of Bikurim, Zichat the Havas Bikurim, and also now in the Mikro Bikurim, is an expression of Emuna. It's also an expression of Hakoras HaToiv. And everyone talks about this Nakuda that Hakoras HaToiv is what's Mechayiv over here. Lamashal, that the Hakora of the Toiv, the Hainu, the Velt asks, what's efforts you have to give the Kohen the Rashis, the first one? To the Kohen gate in Nishton, you have a Chavivus as the owner of the field. To you, there's a Chavivus to the first fruit. To the Kohen you're going to give it to, it's the same to Eina, it's the same Rimon. It's you could to En Machnish Kechilik. What's the pshat? But Hakora, the Hakora that Be'emes is Al Shach to Rabbanu Shlomo. You think it's yours? It's not even yours. Be'emes Al Shach to Rabbanu Shlomo. And you have to have Hakora Satoiv. What he gives you? And Shtei Tabik Yisrael and Hakora Satoiv. Amol, you can be Makat Toiv. Lagabi Yenakuda, the Soda, the Yavul of that year. No, every time it's not Hakora Satoiv. Oh, you start from the end of the story. Arami Oyvadavi Vayerim Mitzrayim. You know, okay, Shanghai. No. No Chamol. No Chamol from Anfang with the ganze. But the ganze tzuras advarim, the akoras atoyv after all the protein. Also, you have to show akoras atoyv is not just akora. You know, Tisha B'Av says, "I've been makir." No, it has to be with a simcha. It's a chiluk. If not, it's kviyas toyva. Akoras atoyv, the chiluk of the akoras atoyv is taka the haris oishroy vaze. Gemara says in Baba Kama that Tzadi Beis over there, there's a whole Rishima of Memris that the Gemara brings, that it's Minoha Milsi the Amri Inshi, a whole bunch of Memris that people used to say, and the Gemara Chazal find a Makar, a Siva, a Taich in each one of these Amri Inshis. So there's a Minoha Milsi, the Amri Inshi is Bosar Aniya Ozla Aniyusa. Anias goes after the Aniyim. Anias goes after the Aniyim. And the Gemara explains, based on the Mishnah Bikurim, Ashirim come to bring the Bikurim with Kalsis, Shalzov, and Kesef, and the Oni comes with a wicker basket made out of Kash. Undoch, when you come to the Beis HaMikdash and you bring the Bikurim, the Ashir gets his basket back, empty out the fruits, so he gives back his basket, and the Oni that brought the basket for $1.99, Oichet Geld. Yeah, from Jesus. So I don't know if it's there anymore. I'm old. You get that you take from it. What the pshat? So there's a mayor to Kibor. So to Kibor, because the Anias goes after the Anias. The there's a word from Aaron Baxt. He says the Taichas Hazeh. He says the Osher brings a lot of fruits and he fills up Takir basket. And when he comes, you want to take out all the pe'er of all the different pe'eres, the Shivas Minim, and there's also Iturei Bikurim from other Minim, and you show the Yoifi of it, that you empty it out, because you want to show what he did. Of an Nebuch, the poor guy, has Bekoshi, two or three Te'enim, Psahal, Rima, and this. The basket's not even full, Shulik. The basket's not even full. He has to fill it up with tissues, with Vizachman, what are you doing? The Shalach Monas, you know, the recycled one. You put up all the... So, if you're going to empty it out, it's going to be bezyonis for him. Best that we take the whole basket as I with him. It's kedai. And I'm moisif that if the osher taka did that and filled up his basket with thing and they was fine to take it out and then we see it's full of paper. Succumbed him then bezyonis. And nishtazay brinkman bikurim. Nishtazay brinkman bikurim. He got his punch. The Samta Batene, You put the Bikurim in the Tene. The Tene is a basket. The Arachayim HaKadosh writes that Tene is Gematria 60. He says there are 60 Mesechtes. Shas has 60 Mesechtes. A person has to fill up his basket. It's not enough just Kimo, a little bit from here, a blot and a half from there, a Psahalba Perik over there. You have to have Gans Shas. You have to be Mamali the Tene. 60 Mesechtes. The same thing I saw, it's also brought down. The Shach Ala Torah writes, the Pasuk says, about the kashrus of dogim, it says, "Kol sheyesh loy snapir v'kaskeses b'mayim oisam techelu." Mayim means ain mayim el Torah. What kind of rebbe are you supposed to learn from in Torah by mayim? Snapir. Snapir is sefer nun yud. Snapir sefer nun yud. The rebbe has to be someone that knows the shisha mesechtes. Nun yud is 60. Snapir sefer nun yud. That's what it means. The rebbe, the dog that you're learning from in the mayim, has to be someone of eis gan shas sefer nun yud. Kaskeses also is Gematria 1200, which is the same Gematria as Talmud Chochem, Baal Mais and Bechol Koyche. This is not a Tanai in the Rebbe. Over that, the Tene has to be the 60 Mesechtes. Shoyalim, that is not 60 Mesechtes, there are 63 Mesechtes, but there aren't, because Baba Kama, Baba Metziah, Baba Basra is one, and Sanhedrin and Makkas, as we discussed last week, is one. And therefore, there are Taka 60 Mesechtes. Reb Chaim Kanievsky, the dugma of Bikiyas in Kol HaTerekul, the Zichron Shas, as a young bocher already, he sent the Shalach Manas to his Rebbe, I think it was through Michal Yud, I don't remember. The Shalach Manas was a kasha on every Mesechta in Shas, 60 kashas, one on each Mesechta. Now already, it's Yidur, Reb Chaim has a Mivchon. If someone says he wants to get a Mivchon on Shas, Shas Mishnais, right, you could do Daf Yom, you didn't do Shas Mishnais yet, you still have a lot of Mesechtas to do, Kelum, Olus, Nagoyin, Pora, there's not a lot to do, Trumas. He has 10 questions on each Mesechta, that's 600 questions, and the answer to all of the questions are not found in that Mesechta. Meaning it's questions on each Mesechta, but the idea that you need to know to answer the question, it's not simple. Mamavarech al Perisa Elon, that's not one of the questions, because that's Afanot in the Mishnah and Brachas itself. So he has 10 questions on each Mesechta, the answers to which are found in a different Mesechta. Marvel al Arayim. So you have later in the parsha, Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu to write the Torah on the Avonim. Avonim Gedoilus Vesadat Oisam Basid. Sid is usually with a Samach. Vesadat Oisam Basid. What? Yeah, Soita. The Rambam says Soita with a sin, and then Sirtot also is sometimes written with a sin and a Samach, and Sahada. Sahada sometimes Sahadi in Aramaic. Eidus sometimes it's written with a sin, sometimes with a Samach. Sado Anidin of him. Shalosh Sudis also some people write with a sin. Ubasa, and you would write on the Avonim that you were Mesadim with the Sid. Demesis is a big Chuvus Rabbi Kivego. Let's say Sid fell on, like, something fell on the Sefer Torah, some material from a candle or from something, but the peel off might do Mechikas Hashem. There's a whole Nid Rabbi Kivego in Chuvah. He brings a Raya from over here that you're allowed to peel it off if the Sid came, fell on it. He brings from a Chuvah's base hill. It's all Arichas there. But Agaponim, I have this Ha'aro. It says that you wrote on the Avonim, it's called a Torah Azois, Be'er Hetev. Be'er Hetev, the Gemara says in Soita means B'shiv and Moshen. Hetev is Gematria 70. I mean, not exactly if you just write Hey Yud Tes Beis, but if you do it Nachman style, Hey Yud Tes Beis, Zok the Marsha in Soita, Daf Lamed Hey, that it spells out the Gematria of 70. There is a teretz though that there are 70 languages besides Lashon Kodesh. It's a machlokes if it's 70 with or without Lashon Kodesh, because maybe as the Vesadat Oisam Basid is less of a problem, it was the Shar Lashonis and not in Lashon Kodesh. Frek the Ramban, the Ben Ezra, the Al Sheikh, they all ask, how do you write Torah B'Shiv and Lashon, what from Bereshis till the Einei Kol Yisrael, in 70 languages on these stones? How big were the stones? So the Ramban's teretz is, they were very big. Yeah, the Kasha is a big Kasha, Akoponim. The Ibn Ezra brings it sad that maybe you only wrote Sefer Mishnah Torah, which is still quite a big kasha. The Alzach brings it sad, and the Ralbagala and Yeshua, because in Yeshua there's the repeat of the story of the Avonim, that you only wrote the Brachas and Klolos of Parshas Kisavai, that what was in Parshas Kisavai was written on the Avonim. There's another pshat that they just wrote the Aseres HaDibris. Another pshat that Rishonim bring is that it was Ibn Ezra brings this one also, that it was a Sefer HaMitzvahs, like this. There's the Rasag, Sefer Mitzvah Sagodol, there's a Sikkum of the Tariag Mitzvah. It was just a short Sikkum of the Tariag Mitzvah. A lot of these Pratim still are Sferet. It's Mabal al-Arayin, on a stone you can have so much. Although, they say that it's under regeneration. L'chayra, nowadays we can understand what it would mean that on a stone it could be B'tzimtzum Rav, you could have Kol HaTorah Kulo, all Shivim Loshen, on one little tiny chip, and then you put it around in the oven and it all comes out. So it's a marvel to Gezachto, it's a Musar Haskel. Mu'et Machzik as a Meruba, this has to do with everything though that we do, and avoid in Midas, in Torah, anything. Even a Kleinekite, you have no idea how much depth, Oimek, power, intensity in a little Maisa. How you can get bigger, you know? This is how it was on the Avonim. It's Ken Zion. The Abar Benel writes that the gedder of this Evan, whatever it wrote on it, either the whole Torah or the Sefer Dvarim, he says it's a mezuzah. The same way the chasavtam on mezuzah is pesecha, you have to put a mezuzah at the knis of every shower and every bias. This is the mezuzah to Eretz Yisrael. This is Klal Yisrael entering from Gilgal into Eretz Yisrael. The mezuzah, the Derech Kol, is written two parashiyos, specifically Shema and Elohim Shemoyah, on a cloth of Or Behemoth Torah. And this is a bigger mezuzah. The Knesset Eretz Yisrael, by the Kosel, is a very big mezuzah. A competition, the biggest mezuzah. This is a bazunder mezuzah. The geder of the Avonim Gedolos is a bechina of a mezuzah. So he writes the Abar Benel. Shteit behemshech the ganz arichas here of the Toichacha. It says the hayisa rak lemalo the loisia lemato. That's when it's still going good, right? Chav ches pasuk yud gimel. This is still the good situation. Unesan chashem leroish. What's leroish? We say he wrote and leroish. Well, the son of leroish is lasois ritzoyin avinu shema shemayim. That's leroish. But then it says vayisa lemalo v'loy lemato. But then later on, when it talks about the hemshech and you're falling, it says in pasuk mem gimel hager asher b'kirbecha yale mala mala. Then the goyim are going to be on the top. Mata. So I heard once, there's a Mordechai Taitch. Listen, that's the way life is. You go up, there's downs, there's ups, there's all different kinds of situations that a person's in. You may Ali, you may read, you may Avi, you may Sinna, everyone can call it what he wants. Be aware though that there's always that change of weather, whether you like it or not. That's how it works. If you're not changing Bechlal, like on the machine, when they're checking your the thing, if it's flat, the doctors are not, it's a freedom. Life is about that. But I heard a Mordechai the Katarch. In the beginning, when it says about the Yidden, it says, you're going to be Rak Lamala. What does it mean, Rak Lamala? Rak Lamala means pretty high up, but not Spitz Spitz Lamala Lamala. Rak Lamala, quite high, but not, you know, there's still a little more to go. Veloitia Lamata. But look later. In the Klal is saying, Hagerasha Rekirbacha, Ya Lamala Mala. And you're going to be Mata Mata. If you know anything about Bool, throw it against the wall, or if you're not holding this, so you're holding the maral in Gur Ari and the sugi of Kasher Zomam, that the Yisoid of Kasher Zomam is that it falls back on you, because that's the way things go. If you throw it, it comes back at you. That's just the way it is. So you have to realize, if you're in a matzav of Rak Lamala, that's Gevaldik, quite high, Kimat the highest, and more room for improvement. In the Toichacha, Hashem is already giving the Hatzolah. The goy that's on top of you, they get a spitz. Yeah, but when it's Mala Mala, there's only one way down. And Hashem is saying, "Va'atotereg mata mata." Yeah, mata mata. Sometimes when you hit rock bottom, not rock lamala, like in the other pasuk, when you hit rock bottom, then faket. That's the beginning of taka, that it's able to have the comeback. Person has to be aware about that. Stay fighting the toicha. Yachel ikim b'shigoyin uvivorin uvesimon levov. Simon levov. We say at the end of the video, I said v'simon levov. Simon levov is such a confusion. Such a non-awareness, you don't even know what's going on. You know, when a person has a machla or a tzara or whatever the issue is, half of the pisrain is to know, be aware about it. The problem is that when a guy doesn't even know that he's sick, then we have a bigger problem. Or he's holding in a situation of a hayisa meshuga mimari necha, but he thinks it's a mitzvah sesing. Hayisa meshuga, this is what he's holding. You have to know it's negayish tazer. They say over once, one of the rebbe said to the chassidim, he said, you have to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is oimid with the satan, oimid lefanecha with a garzen, he's ready to chop off your head. You have the pachad that you have to be of not doing an avera. He's oimid mamish with a garzen biyodoy. So one of the chassidim says, I'm not marvish that. I think the garzen already did its thing. It's Amalek, you know, you're already after Malika. You don't feel anything. It's already Nochten. You have to know that this is the Ot. That's the Yesoid. You have in the pasuk the tzadi ches klolus. The tzadi ches klolus. The emes that was so supposed to be 100 klolus, but the pasuk says in loytishmar es kol dibri atoyra zois. Then the pasuk says gam kol choli v'chol maka asher loyksuv. I mean this. There's a remez. There's the one more. Gam kol chayli v'chol maka asher lo yksuv v'masev. So there's a beautiful word from Zalman Sirotskin. State the emes. The pasuk says Mo Hashem shoyel ni'imach. Mo Hashem shoyel ni'imach kiyam liyira. Chazal darshan Mo Hashem shoyel ni'imach. This altik rimo elameya. This is the smach for the halacha that's brought down that a person is supposed to say meya brachas v'chol yoyim. It's brought down. It's a Gemara in Menachis, Daf Mem Gimel. Chayiv Adam Levorach Meir Brachos Bechol Yom Shenemar Va'ati Yisrael Moshem Shoyim Nimach Kiyin Al Tipri Mo El Meir. Toisus over there in Menachis brings Toisus of Anorot Mem Gimel. There's 99 letters in that pasuk, right? Mo Hashem Shoyim Nimach Kiyin Lira. There's 99 letters, and when you say Mo Al Tipri Mo El Meir, so you added Aleph. Now there's 100 letters. Right? Mo Hashem Shoyim Nimach is 99. Can I get 98? So says Rav Zalman Sirotskin, that's the pshat. There's one makkah in this 98, there's one ashaloi ksuva. I mean, you always have to have one more than it is. Really, there's 98 klolos, so there really should be 99 brachas. And the pasuk of Moshem Shoyel Nimach has 99 brachas. Connected to 98. But there's another bracha, ashaloi ksuva. Yes, so there's also an aleph that's loi ksuva. That's the 100th, connected to the 99th one. The ashaloi ksuva is the aleph of the ma that turns into mea. That's the loi ksuva. We know that a person is supposed to make Meir Brachas B'chol Yoyim. It's brought down Sai and Hilchas Brachas and Erechaim in the beginning. It's brought down again by Hilchas Shabbos. Because on Shabbos and in Kippur, there's more of a cheshbon, how exactly you get to the 100. Of course, on any day, Sai during the week, and certainly when it's Shabbos, so Yom Tov or Yom Kippur, where you have less options of Brachas, it's a gewaldike Musar Haskel. The first 60, 70, 80 Brachas is not the hard part. It's near the end. When you're trying to cheshbon, where's this 97, 98? And that's how it is always in Avodas Hashem and any Indian when you need to be. Gemar, right? Samol Rosh Hateva, Siyam Masechta Ein Lasis. Nisht Endikin, right? It takes 90% of the effort to do 90% of the job, and then another 90% of the effort to do the last 10%. It doesn't add up. That was a mischaydish. True. The letzte is the hardest, and you have to chap that around. We know the Gemara says in Chulin that every bracha is connected to Asara Zehuvim. If someone steals from your mitzvah, see, he stole the bracha, so the bracha is worth Asara Zehuvim. Now, if you're supposed to make Meir Brachos, so that's really 1,000 Zehuvim. And Remez Niflo Yesh B'Dovar. The Pasuk says in the end of Shir HaShirim, Ho'elef Lecha Shloimoi U'Masayim L'Noitrim Esperioi. Because, you know, on Shabbos, when you don't have the full 100 Brachos, the Eitz is to make up a Bracha, a Eitz, a Barnefoshes, a Hadoma, a banana, an apple, yeah. I forgot who it was. There was a Maisa with one of the Gedolim. He was staying by someone, and he asked him on Shabbos afternoon, could you give him an apple and a banana? And then at the end, why it's a Shabbos? Well, I can't hear you.
It was the
Brisker of Kenzai was in the Brisker. I don't know where it was. And, but at the end of Shabbos, it was there in the room. So he asked for an apple and a banana. What was it given? He said, no, I was holding in my cheshbon of the Meir Brachos, but then I got an aliyah by Mincha. So I didn't need it. He was always cheshbon on the. So upon him, ha'elef l'chosh shloimah.
It's true. What about the Baruch Nefashos? He said he should have only needed one. He got two brachas out of the aliyah. So why did he need three brachas? You buy apple and brachas. Plus you buy eight less than a shear.
Was there a banana? Maybe it wasn't the brisker. Maybe it wasn't a banana.
he wouldn't have needed a shear. But he didn't need a shear. So
he didn't want to eat a shear. He wanted just a bis. What? Moses. He wanted to take one from the eights and the Mishnah Bar and the Flashes. Ha'elef l'chosh shloimo is on a regular day that you have 1,000. The Messiah. Messiah is 20. Times 10. Masayim on Eitim is period. That sometimes on Shabbos you have to be mashlim the brachis with the Masayim on Eitim is period. What? Yeah, you need to finish up with Peirs. Yeah, we're getting an aliyah by Mincha, but you know, you can't do this. says earlier, well, in the middle of the Torah, Tachas Asher Lo Yavarto Es Hashem Aleikecha B'Simcho V'Tuv Leivov. There's a few different ways how to read the pasuk. What's Shteito? Tachas Asher Lo Yavarto Es Hashem Aleikecha B'Simcho V'Tuv Leivov. Kotzker used to say Azei. Not everyone's holding on the right Madrega, and it's Asher Lo Yavarto Es Hashem Aleikecha, and it's Nish B'Seder. But you have a Molagai, this is a freedom, you know? His matzav is Nish Taza Ay Ay Ay. Aber at least be zerbrochen about it. With the craft. Und noch dazu, you're besimcho, but to the leibov, that's already a taina. Meila, asher lo yavarta. Okay, you're not holding. Aber chodsh be awareness of that. A little bit of a zerbrochen kind of that. Versteht's not to become depressed, yeah? The Balimus used to say, merirus nish atzvus. From a merirus that kumen psa. Certain bitterness, and then in the schaaz, it's done. Faul narein an atzvus. Right? The Kalina used to say, simchis nish ta mitzvah. Also kommt zu der Mitzvah und Arzt was efsch nicht kana wäre in the mamish in the minion alive and also kommt zu tau. Aber if you're holding in the matter of a lawyer about the same thing like that. Und noch dazu bis besinchen, right? The kid that came home and got, you know, C's and all the what he was up in the
report.
Different in the report, but which the different subject is it? Our subject kommt das C's and kennt man frask. And then stay at the bottom Zimra and they're singing here A+. Noch a frask. Was noch a frask? Can't sing it, and it's not such a matzah. It's kommt noch a fras. There's another pshat. Tachas Hashem lo yavartas Hashem alekecha b'simcha tuv leivov. You have a yid, Baruch Hashem, he's doing his avodas Hashem. It's not so easy, but he pushes himself, peer pressure or his own pressure, and he's working and this of it. It's not like, you know. But then, you know, when he's doing under his achim, good to zachin, nothing, you know, parav, benos dorim, benos manim, benos. All of a sudden, then it's freilich. Yeah, that's his life. You know, you make a pie chart of it. Like, first thing, second thing, Dana Storm is like he's there. Ah, I left the chup. That's his time. Tachas Hashem lo yavarta, and that's the part that does it for you. That's the part that makes you besimcha. Ata oseh chayim. All of a sudden, malef zechuf. It has to be that the Avodas Hashem should do it. It's a whole different shot. It's an under shot. That's the taina. There's another shot. Tachas Hashem lo yavarta Hashem alekecha besimcha tov leivov. A person has to look underneath, what's the reason why he's not able to be Oyver Hashem B'Simcha. Taka, Zolos Gay, Oyver Hashem B'Simcha. There's something there. What's missing? What's Tachas? There's something underlying over here. Maybe because felt there in Bitochen. Maybe felt there in Lev Yodeya Maris Nafshe, but there's an Akuda. A person has to Zuch Tachas, look underneath, dig. Underneath to understand what's taka the nakuda that's causing that you can't be holding there. Medetzel Dibber, that Rav Nochem, they told him about a certain young man that it's very schwer, he's having tzaras with Parnos and Shalom Bais and with the kids and with him. Agan Zatekel and Agate Ahum, Nish Zafridim. Chosu being a man, but there was something wrong. So they came to Rav Nochem and ate, so what to do? So Rav Nochem said, Pikudi Hashem Yishorim, Misamche Leif. We can't say that he's not afraid. That he's not afraid. They couldn't have Hashem Yisrael and Hashem afraid. They told him, no, but he's mamash living with dachkes, and they're throwing out his apartment, and with the bombing, and with the kid, and the vice, and this, and giving the whole. He says, oh, but they couldn't have Hashem Yisrael and Hashem afraid. He didn't understand. And the friend says, send mo. And then he came to the masnei. He says, vice is felt in the glatkeit. Maybe it says, they couldn't have Hashem Yisrael. Mefsher is, he's thinking a little krum. Maybe he's not yosher only. Voltes given yosher and limud. We can't say they couldn't have Hashem Yisrael. Misam Chilev, Epis Dart and Krum. There's another shot. A lot of times, you know, a person does a mitzvah, but he does it with an oil. He wants to get it over with. If a person would realize that any mitzvah that he does is worth millions, billions, it's not shaykh. Schar mitzvah b'hai alma leka, because hai alma can't farmogin sich schar of a mitzvah. Right? Yeah. A marshal, a person would be told by the melech that he's going to be able to, he does a certain pu'ul of him, he'll give him a schar, he writes him a schar, he writes him $500 billion, he writes it on a check. So the guy goes to the bank says, you know, it says Trump, yes, I have Shere Hotas, but we can't give this to you, this is not able to deploy the vizak, when you can't make a withdrawal on this is not. It's out of our tchum. Schar mitzvah. Bahai al malekah. Actually, no, this foreign right. It's after the Siddur's form. the simcha that you get from doing a mitzvah, that could be schar mitzvah b'hayom. The mitzvah alei nisht, aber the asiyosai, the simcha, does have sheken zayin and hayom. But the etzem idea, when a person does a mitzvah, he has to realize that the etzem he's getting roiv koil. He's getting, it's not shaykh what he's getting. So it's tachas asher lo yavartes Hashem alei kecha. It's talking about a guy that didn't zavoydes Hashem. And he did, and he's doing it ganz fine, he's doing it freilman. But not with the level of, that he realizes to do it b'simcha v'tuv leivov. For some, a guy will tell you, all you gotta do is take a taxi, it's gonna cost you 200 shekel, you go to Ashdod now, you stay there for 10 minutes, you go, Azay, we'll give you $1 million. It's fine, yeah? He'll tell you second Seder, which you'll come late, yeah? Tachas Hashem lo yavartes Hashem alekecha, but not stam, you did have this Hashem, and you did it b'simcha, and you did it b'tuv leivov, but not with that power of reeling, of meroiv koil, of chapping, of yed the krishma, yed the mitzvah, yed the vart from Torah, yed the maisa chesed is billions. And like we said, maybe the schar of the simcha will lies in this world, but not. So that's the takas hashalei avarta. There's another, we'll end with this, another interesting pshat. State in the Yikutei Torah, Valtanya, state that the takas hashalei avarta, Hashem alekecha, the person's holding guard in Gefer lechamatzev, from loyover es Hashem alekecha, they say, moli averis karimoin, or even akoponim his mitzvahs, sinish dos, there's a besundere tick in a person could do to do one mitzvah, but to do it mamish besimcha v'tiv leiv. That's what he stated. He said, there's a tachlif. Tachlis ha-shalei avarta Hashem alekecha, person ein mo, mit the ganze ganzkeit, a mitzvah besimcha v'tiv leiv, das kann oft an a mapecha. Pshat in the posik. Tachas, besimcha v'tiv leiv. Gut, soll man solche sein.